Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brad Obey. A lot of drivers keep turning left from Wilson Avenue onto Mount Joy Street, despite the large sign just before the stop sign that prohibits it. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePatsy says the right turn only rule is in place until this year's reconstruction of Algonquin Boulevard wraps up. It's intended for pedestrian safety and for clogging up traffic worse than it is.
It is a momentary inconvenience, but it enhances pedestrian and public safety.
You also can't turn left from Mountjoy onto Wilson. Tournament walleye fishing hits Kapuskasing this weekend. It's the Cap River Walleye Tournament and the Northern Ontario Walleye Tour Championship. Spokesperson Dean Bliss says it's a big event with 250 anglers expected to compete.
We have anglers coming from as far west as Thunder Bay, that area there, and we have southwise, it would probably be London, Exeter area.
Bliss says the Kapuskasing River poses a big challenge for anglers because of its 55 kilometers in length and the higher than normal water level due to the large amount of rainfall all summer. Fishing begins Friday morning, wraps up Saturday afternoon. The public is invited to watch the live weigh-in on Saturday either on Facebook or in person at the Sports Palace. Justin Trudeau says the death of the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks on the United States is a step toward a safer world. Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed in a U.S. drone attack on Sunday. He succeeded the leadership of the terrorist group al-Qaeda after the killing of its leader Osama bin Laden by U.S. forces in 2011. In his tweet, Trudeau says Canada will continue to work with its global partners to counter terrorist threats, promote peace and security, and keep people here at home and around the world safe. The federal government is investing almost $20 million for HIV testing. The funding announcement was made at the International AIDS Conference in Montreal and will increase access to testing in remote, indigenous, and racialized communities. In our final look back at the Great Porcupine Fire of 1911, Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman's narration reminds us of how different transportation and technology were then. 14 mining properties were ravaged by the flames, but investors ensured that everything was rebuilt within 3 months.
The fire, although it's 111 years ago, I think still has an impact on the community and the way that the community developed, and I think in the history of the community, how we see ourselves as Northerners.
Thanks to Karen Bachman and the Timmins Museum National Exhibition Center for making our weekly history feature possible. And to sign up for news alerts, you can visit mytimminsnow.com.